إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، عباد الله، أيها المسلمون، اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى وتمسكوا بكتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، عباد الله، أيها المسلمون، أشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى، فإن نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى على عباده كثيرة، نعم ظاهرة وباطنة تستحق منا الشكر، شكر الله سبحانه وتعالى على هذه النعم العظيمة، من أعظمها وأهمها الهداية إلى دين الإسلام، الهداية إلى دين الإسلام لاتباع خير الأنام محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Yes, my dear Muslims, we should be mindful of the favors of Allah and the blessings of Allah, the many blessings of Allah upon us. Allah has conferred upon us many blessings. Therefore, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. Many are the favors of Allah upon us. Great favors, from the fresh air we breathe, the fresh water we drink, the varieties of food we enjoy, sound intellect, tranquility, peace of mind, security, health, children. And the greatest of all of these favors is Islam. This is the greatest of all favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for choosing us amongst many others who are not Muslims. But Allah chose us and guided our hearts so that we are upon this deen of Al-Islam, this upright religion that Allah does not accept anything but it. سن علينا أن نشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: وما بكم من نعمة فمن الله. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لن تحصوها. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: اعملوا آل داود شكرا. وثبت في الصحيح أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقوم الليل حتى تتفطر قدمه من كثرة القيام ومن طول القيام لله سبحانه وتعالى. فقالت له عائشة رضي الله عنها: يا رسول الله، قد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر، وتتعب نفسك هكذا، وكأنها تقول تتعب نفسك، أنت الذي غفر الله لك؟ قال: ألا أحب أن أكون عبدا شكورا. الله أكبر، يشكر ربه سبحانه وتعالى. نعم، many are the texts in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, but we quote couple, we don't have much time to bring all of them. From them is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala: وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And your Lord has proclaimed, if you give thanks to the blessings, we will increase you. This is one of the first benefits, that those who thank Allah for the favors, Allah will increase them in those blessings and favors. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran: وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. There is not a single or any blessing that you are enjoying, any blessing that you enjoy, except that it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the bestower of blessings. He is the giver and the donor and the only bestower of all blessings, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you try to count the favors and the blessings of Allah upon you, you will never be able to do so. Never be able to do so. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, as He commanded the prophets and the messengers, to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as related to the favors and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, our noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to stand up a night prayer, long standing. His feet swell and it's painful. Aisha radiallahu anha, she noticed this. Aisha noticed this and she said to him, O Messenger of Allah, I see, because that's his wife. They share the same bed, same bedroom. She said, O Messenger of Allah, I see, because she sees him every night standing up to pray. And he stands for long hours. And that's not easy. Until his feet swell, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said to him, Allah has forgiven you. As though she's saying, you don't need to do all this ibadah. Allah has forgiven you. You're the messenger of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to her, should I not be a thankful slave of Allah who gives thanks for what Allah has given him? Naam ibadallah. Kathiratun hiya al-ni'am alati an'am Allahu alayna. Hal nashkur Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? هل نشكر الله على نعمه؟ لا نستطيع أن نشكر الله حق الشكر، لكن هل نحاول؟ هل نحن من الذين يحاولون جهدهم ويحاولون دائما أن يشكروا الله سبحانه وتعالى على كل النعم؟ هذه النعمة التي نحن فيها الآن، أتيتم إلى المسجد يوم الجمعة، كثير من الناس لم يأتوا، ليسوا هنا، هذه نعمة من الله أن أتيت إلى بيت الله في هذا اليوم الفاضل مع هذه الوجوه الطيبة، وهذا من نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى، من توفيق الله، وإلا أنا وأنتم ربما في مكان آخر، نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. So are we really thanking Allah سبحانه وتعالى for His favors and blessings upon us? We will never be able to thank Allah in the right way. But let's at least try. Are we from those who at least they are trying their best and they making this is something their priority? I have to thank Allah. I'm a servant of Allah. I gotta thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings and favors upon me. And many are the favors. Even when you move your head, that's a favor of Allah. Sometimes you may remember yourself. Allah tested you. You couldn't even move your heads. You couldn't. You just couldn't move your head. We have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these favors. وَالشُّكْرُ لَا يَكُونُ بِاللِّسَانِ فَقَدْ لَكِنْ يَكُونُ بِالْقَلْبِ بِالْاِعْتِرَافِ بِأَنَّ هَذِهِ النِّعَمْ مِنَ الْمَوْلَى سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مِنَ اللَّهِ وَبِاللِّسَانِ بِأَنْ تَذْكُرَ هَذِهِ النِّعَمْ وَتَشْكُرَ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهَا بِلِسَانِكَ وَكَذَلِكَ الشُّكْرُ يَكُونُ بِالْجَوَارِحِ كَيْفَ ذَلِكَ بأن تستخدم يا عبد الله هذه النعم كلها في طاعة الله سبحانه وتعالى من السمع والبصر واللسان الكلام واليدين والرجلين والصحة والعافية والعقل والمال وكذا إلى آخره من النعم العظيمة نستعملها في طاعة الله سبحانه وتعالى لا في مبارزته سبحانه وتعالى بالمعاصي والذنوب. نعم. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just saying, oh, shukran laka ya Rabb, Allahumma laka shukr. This is a good thing. But we have to thank Allah with the hearts as well. And with our limbs. And with our tongue. We thank Allah through our hearts by believing with certainty that these favors are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not from a human being. They are not from this person or the other. This is from Allah. Allah allows it to happen. Even those things that the people help you with, it's only because Allah wants it to happen for you. And these are blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we thank Allah with our tongue by mentioning these favors of Allah upon us. That this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not from me. لا حول لي ولا قوة. This is from Allah. Allah has made it easy for us. Allah, get me to this. Alhamdulillah, if I'm here, it's because of Allah. نتحدث بهذه النعم. We talk about these favors of Allah. And this, whatever it's happening good for us in our lives, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our limbs and body parts. By using that which Allah has given us upon obedience to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. كيف نطيع الله سبحانه وتعالى في السمع مثلا؟ هذه نعمة عظيمة. أنت تسمع، غيرك لا يسمع. تسمع الأذان، تسمع القرآن، تسمع نداء أبيك، تسمع نداء أمك، تسمع نداء أولادك لما يقول يا والدي العزيز، يا أم الحنون. كيف تشكر الله عن هذه على هذه النعمة؟ باستعمالها فيما يرضي الله، في طاعة الله. فألا تسمع إلا ما يرضي الله، وتجتنب كل ما يسخط الله ويغضب الله، فتستمع إلى القرآن وإلى العلوم النافعة، وتستمع إلى النصيحة المبذولة، وتستمع إلى الخير، وتجتنب السماع إلى الغيبة والنميمة والكذب والشتيمة والموسيقى والأغاني وغير ذلك من المحرمات. How we thank Allah for the hearing, for example. Because this is a blessing. You hear, but other people cannot hear. You hear the Adhan, you hear the Quran, you hear the Imam when he recites, you hear your parents when they call you, you hear your children when they say, oh father, oh mother. So you hear your name when he's called. You don't have someone to sit there, somebody tap you on the shoulder, oh, that's you, it's your turn. No, you hear these things. How you thank Allah? We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using this blessing, which is the hearing, into that which is obedient to Allah. So we listen, we try our best to hear and listen only to that which is pleasing to Allah. We listen to the Quran. We listen to our parents when they talk to us. We listen to the advice when it's given to us. We listen to the beneficial knowledge. And we stay away from listening to haram. We don't listen to backbiting. People are backbiting, we don't listen. We don't listen to deception, to lies. We don't listen to music and haram and the like. كذلك نعمة البصر نعمة عظيمة جدا. أنعم الله بها عليك يا عبد الله. أنت ترى غيرك لا يرى. Another example is the blessing of the sight, being able to see. يا سبحان الله. Others than you cannot see. You see your parents, you see children, you see the road, you can drive. If you see, you can drive. You see where your belongings, where you at. You see, subhanAllah. Can you imagine if you cannot see? لهذا قال أحد العلماء من السلف قال إذا أردت أن تعرف قدر نعمة الله عليك فأغمض عينيك. If you really want to know the example, one example of the favors of Allah and the blessings of Allah upon you, close your eyes. Close your eyes for a day or two. Or close your eyes for a month or two. Don't open your eyes. Close them like you don't see. And see how your life's going to be. You can't drive your car. You don't know. You can't see your children. You can't see what's in front of you. You are sitting, but you don't know what you're sitting on. You're talking, but you don't know who you're talking to. You don't know what they put on your plate. And many things, ikhwan, you don't see the Quran, the Mus'haf. هذه من نعم الله. So how we use this نعمة? نستعمل هذه النعمة العظيمة فيما يرضي الله. فلا يقع بصرنا إلا على ما يرضي الله سبحانه وتعالى. ونترك المحرمات. فلا ننظر إلى الحرام. ونجاهد أنفسنا. خاصة في هذا الزمان الذي كثرت فيه المغريات والفتن والعياذ بالله. How we use this ni'mah, just as an example, once again, of sight, by looking and watching that which is pleasing to Allah. Our sight be on those things that are permissible. And we stay away from looking and watching things that are haram. And those amongst us who are struggling or having this issue this as a problem, work hard. Say, look, Allah gave me this ni'mah not to disobey Him. Allah gave me this ni'mah to use it into that which is permissible. Now I'm doing something else. And now I'm using it not in a proper way. I'm looking at haram. That's a problem. And you're a human being. Falling into the problems and haram, it's a human, except from those that Allah has mercy on them and protect them. And then you know that you have a problem that needs to be solved. The same way when you see a leak in your sink, you don't go blind and you don't pay no mind to it. You says, look, we got a problem in here. There's a leak. Now we have to fix it. Same wise. You're looking at the haram, especially in our time. Fitan, trials. Haram everywhere. Not just in the streets, at your home, on the computer, in your phone, at work, on the buses, wherever you go. Now what do? You humble yourself. And remember that this ni'mah of sight, of the eyes being able to see, it is a blessing from Allah. Allah give it to us to see how we're going to do. Are we going to use it in a way that is pleasing to Allah and therefore beneficial for us? Or in the other way, we don't harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, but we put harm for ourselves. Now, these are many are the blessings of Allah upon us. Subhanallah. The greatest of all, as we mentioned, is this deen of Allah. Being able to be upon Islam. Allah made this easy for us to be upon Islam. So how we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this? By learning Islam. By putting it to practice in our lives. And by calling others to this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we use this ni'mah. By putting forward some time to learn the deen of Allah. And to convey it to others. Not like some of us Muslims, we be the problem. Some people don't want to be Muslims because some of us Muslims, we don't act. Muslims cheating, Muslims deception, Muslims doing things that is haram in our deen of Allah. All that because it has a connection with thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, ya akhwan. Wallahi, if we understand this issue correctly, إِذَا فَهِمْنَا هَذَا الْمَوْضُوعَ فَهْمًا جَيِّدًا وَاللَّهِ لَا يَبْقَى لَنَا وَقْتْ نُضَيِّعُهُ فِي الْقِيلِ وَالْقَالِ وَفِي الْإِجْتِمَاعَاتِ الَّتِي مَا فِيهَا خَيْرٍ فِي الْغِيبَةِ وَالنَّمِيمَةِ وَفِي الْكَلَامِ فِي فُلَانٍ وَعِلَّانٍ وَزَيْدٍ وَعُبَيْدٍ وَفِي الْحَاكِمِ الْفُلَانِ وَالْحَاكِمِ الْعِلَّانِ نَجْتَمِعْ وَنَتَكَلَّمْ وَأَيْنَ شُكْرُ اللَّهِ عَلَى هَذِهِ النِّعَمِ أَيْنَ الشُّكْرُ كُلَّ مَرَّةٍ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ أي شيء حصل في حياتك حتى أصبعك لما تحركه هذه نعمة من نعمة الله سبحانه وتعالى تفهم ما يقال وما يقال لك هذا من نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى تقوم في الصباح وتمشي وتغسل وتتوضأ وتصلي وتقوم بما أوجب الله عليك هذه من نعمة الله كثير من الناس لا يصلون لا يؤدون شكر الله سبحانه وتعالى many are the favors of Allah Every move, Ya Abdullah, you make, this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you get up in the morning and you are able to walk, some people, they get up but they cannot walk. They're stuck in the bed. Now, not only that you are able to walk, but also you are able to get up and remember Allah, to say thank. You thank Allah. You praise Allah when you get up. And you make wudu, and you pray Salat al-Fajr, and you read some Quran, and you say Bismillah before you leave the house. You say Bismillah before you open the door and the like constantly. You say Alhamdulillah, and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessings. Can you imagine now, we give you as an example. Let's say you, the only person that take care of a big household. You live in a house with 20 other people with you. None of them work. None of them have an income. You're the only one that have an income and you work hard. You work hard for that income, so you're the one that pay all the bills, the rent, the heat, the water, the electricity, the furniture is from you. The food on the table these people eat is from your income. You even buy them clothing. And you give them money on their pockets. And you've been doing it for years, but none of them ever thank you. They don't even notice if you're doing it. None of them even says, Jazakallah khair. You're working hard for us. We appreciate. Wallahi, we appreciate. None of that. What about even if other people they thanking other than you. Subhanallah. عباد الله هذه النعم من الله سبحانه وتعالى حتى لما يسخر لك الله سبحانه وتعالى إنسان يساعدك فهذه من نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى لو لم يرد الله ذلك والله لن يكون even if you're stranded somewhere and you make a phone call and then here is this good brother alhamdulillah or two or three they came and help you give you a jump or they take you somewhere mashallah get you out of the cold And that still is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one who make it easy for those people to come and help you. جَعَلِ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ وَمِمَّنْ إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرْ وَإِذَا إِبْتُلِيَ صَبَرْ أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا أما بعد عباد الله نعم عباد الله ومن نعم الله علينا في هذا الزمان أن هيأ لنا هذه الوسائل في البيوت من التدفئة ومن الماء الساخن ومن الأفرشة الناعمة ومن الملابس الدافئة الناعمة وغير ذلك من المآكل والمشارب خاصة ونحن في هذا الفصل في بداية فصل الشتاء وأنتم تعرفون البرد ودرجات الحرارة وفي تنازل فهل نشكر الله على هذا؟ وغيرنا من المسلمين من المشردين وإخواننا من اللاجئين سبحان الله لا ماء ساخن ولا دفاءات ولا دف ولا شيء ولا حتى أغطية فهل نحن الآن نشكر الله على هذه النعم ثم ندعو الله سبحانه وتعالى مخلصين له أن يعين إخواننا من اللاجئين ومن المشردين في كل مكان أن يعينهم سبحانه وتعالى ويشد أزرهم وينصرهم على أعدائهم Another example We live in a time now which is almost the, it's not even the winter yet but as you see the temperature are getting you know on the lows now and it's cold especially in the morning and the night But many of us, we don't feel the cold. Why? Because of another ni'mah, another blessing of Allah that I don't know if we thank Allah for it or not, or we take it for granted. What's this ni'mah? It's the homes. We have homes, ya akhwan. Not only we have homes, but these homes are equipped with luxury, equipped with heating systems that work. We have heat that come from the vents, not only we have heat in our homes, and we have beautiful, nice, comfortable mattresses, and nice blankets, and we have clothing. When we leave, look at how people are bundled up around you. Nice, cozy, nice clothing, sweaters, thermos, long johns, name it. And on top of that, Our not only in our home, we have running hot water in our homes. We have food, we have drinks, walhamdulillah, these are favors of Allah. And this ni'mah extends to our cars. Cars, mashallah, luxury. Cars that are equipped with the heat. Some people, they even, subhanallah, they have another ni'mah. Their cars are equipped with another gadget. He get up in the morning and he turns the car from the house, from his bedroom. And he already can set the heat, even his seat. The seat is heated. Everything is heated, subhanallah. Before, even if it's snowing, it's minus 30 degrees out there, it's freezing. But that person from his house, it's 90 degrees already. And then in the car, it's 100 plus degrees already. When he go to his work, there is heat. Yeah, subhanAllah. We come to the masjid, there is heat. Walhamdulillah. These are favors of Allah. Other people, they are stranded somewhere. Not any other people. Some of those people, they are our beloved Muslims, brothers and believers, families, with children, with elderly, grandparents. Where they are? They are some camp, refugees. No heat, no running hot water, no blankets, no clothing like we do have, and the blankets we do have. So now, are we thanking Allah? Do we really, whenever you go home and find the heat, do you thank Allah or you say, look, I pay for it. I paid for it. That's why the heat is here. Yeah, right. That's a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah didn't want it for us, we won't have it. And we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of these favors. Especially in the winter. And we think about our brothers and our sisters who are going through some very difficult times. And that money that you're going to spend it on the cable, on that dish or that satellite. No, put it in the hand of those people who are going through hardship in this winter. Cut your cable plan. Anything that takes you away from the remembrance of Allah. Any luxury, any extravagance. Cut it down. Put it in the hands of an orphan. Put it in the hands of a widow that she's struggling to raise those four or five children. And especially if you have children, mashallah, they are around you. Is the heat. They are in little t-shirts while some family are stranded in some basement. They have not even enough blankets or not even enough food. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of this. And we think about others who are deprived. لِحِكْمَ مِنَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. But we thank Allah for every single things we have and we enjoy and we use it in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remind you once again with one example that one of the Salaf, he says, if you want to know the favor of Allah upon you, just close your eyes. Close your eyes for a day. Can you do that? Some of us, we can't. Just close your eyes and don't open it for one day. See how your life is going to be. You can't drive your car. You can't get to the kitchen. You'll be bumping your head wherever you go. And please, don't try to go outside in the streets. Now, you want to need somebody to take you places and to do things for you. But look, now we have two eyes open. But what we do with this ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us, ya akhwan, as we always in Jumu'ah, we just give an example, but let us go home and do the homework. Let us go home and do more research on this very important topic, which is thanking Allah, being able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu yatahabbabu ilayna wa yuraghibuna wa huwa al-ghaniyu anna wa nahnu subhanallah la nuridu al-khayr li anfusina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He is calling us to do good. He calling us to thank Him only for our good, because Allah is al-ghani. He's in no need for us. But we turn away. We turn away. Wal-iyadu billah. But when it comes to some dunya, Allahu Akbar. If somebody do us any favor, we thank them all day. But do we really thank Allah as we should? Not whenever we want. No, we thank Allah for every moment. Even when you say a thank, even when you thank Allah, that's a blessing itself. That you have to thank Allah for it. Because if Allah didn't make it easy for you, you won't be from those who thank Allah. أسأل الله لي ولكم الثبات على الدين والعلم النافع والعمل الصالح. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى يجعلني وإياكم ممن إذا أعطي شكر وإذا ابتلي صبر وإذا أدنى استغفر. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينصر المستضعفين من المؤمنين في كل مكان. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينصرهم على أعدائهم وأن يتولاهم في الدنيا وفي الآخرة. أقول ما تسمعون وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.